is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for coaching with Fred. Fred is a life coach on a mission. His goal is to help people who have gone temporarily off course to remember who they are and remind them why they are here. Ultimately, Fred wants to positively impact the lives of his clients, who will in turn affect the lives of others, and in the end make a positive impact on our world. Let's welcome Fred to News for the Soul.
Hello, everybody. My name is Fred Haas. I'm an energy facilitator, an intuitive, and a recovery life coach. I'm passionate about connecting to the resource, to the source of our true selves, and rising into the life we're destined to live. I'm here to reflect light so we remember who we are. The name of this show is Living a Guided Lifestyle. And the format of the show is we do a guided meditation, and we have a channeled message, and if there's any time left over, we talk about what we did. Mostly, there is no time left over these days, but just in case. I like to provide guided meditation so that you have the opportunity for an experiential and empowering sensation of what some of these spiritual concepts and practices that are available to you. So today, our meditation is called, Ascension Energy. And it's the opportunity to have the experience of some ascension energy so that we remember who we are, where we came from, and when we need the time, when the time is right, when the time, when we're called and we need to answer, we remember where to go and how to get there. So it's not, oh my God, I really want to do this one. Kind of, I can't wait. It's so attractive. But I think when you do it, you'll find out that this is a really sweet meditation. So I hope you enjoy it. And with that, let's get started. Ascension energy, let us invoke for divine blessing. Invoking the blessing of divine providence and one spiritual guides is important. Everyone has spiritual guides, whether we are conscious of them or not. You are welcome to choose whomever you wish to invoke blessings from. Use this space to call on whomever you choose to pray to. To my higher soul, my divine self, we humbly invoke for divine blessings, guidance, love, illumination, bliss, and protection. We thank you in full faith. Take a deep breath. Relax. Let Allow your eyes to close. Breathe. And turn your focus inward. Bring all your awareness in to your body. Connect to yourself. Plant your feet firmly on the floor. Place your hands on your knees. Straighten your back. Extend your spine upward. Connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth. And take 3 centering breaths by breathing deep into your belly, holding briefly, and then exhaling through pursed lips. Inhale to begin. Deep into your belly. Hold briefly. Exhale through pursed lips. Breathe at your own pace. When you've completed 3 breaths, return to normal breathing and rest in silence. Let us set our intention. Silently say, it is my intention to experience my higher vibrational ascension energy to explore and to know my way. So be it. Connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right behind your front teeth. Silently say, I am appropriately protected in all conditions, situations, and circumstances. So be it. Silently say, show me the energy of the color blue. Notice any subtle shift in the energy, any difference at all. Maybe you feel it, maybe you see it, maybe you know it. Maybe you hear it. However you experience it, focus on the subtle shift in the energy and surround yourself in the energy of blue. Be still and be aware. Silently say, show me the path to the ascension gate. Again, notice any subtle shift in energy. However it shows up for you, trust your guidance, your intuition. Know that you know. True self energy, your divine spirit, permission to move through blue as though it was a corridor, directing you in alignment with what you know to the ascension gate. Travel to the entrance at the speed of thought. Silently say, show me the entrance. Be still and feel for any subtle shift, whatever it is, however it shows up for you. Notice and relax. In your mind's eye, imagine you are in a large garden. There is a lake there. You walk through the garden to the edge of the lake. There is a beautiful sunset across the lake. Orange and gold light are reflecting on the surface. Connect the tip of your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right behind your front teeth, and silently say, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sevao, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sevao, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sevao. Be still and be aware. silently say, Archangel Metatron, come to me now. Be still and notice any subtle shift in the energy, whatever it is, however it shows up for you. Focus your energy, your attention on that energy shift, and silently say, welcome. Archangel Metatron, watch over me in my lessons and fill me with the grace of ascension energy. So be it. Silently say, show me the energy of completion. Be still and feel for any subtle shift, whatever it is, however it shows up for you. Focus your attention on this energy and relax. Connect with the energy of completion. Silently say, I am complete with my earth lessons to the best of my ability. Just sit and be with this completion. Silently say, show me the energy of fifth dimension emotions. Be still and feel for any subtle shift, whatever it is, however it shows up for you. Focus your attention on this energy and relax. Connect with the energy of fifth dimension emotions. Own them. They belong to you. Silently say, fifth dimension emotions serve my true nature and my highest good. I choose to respond with fifth dimension emotions rather than react with third dimension emotions that no longer serve me. Integrate this energy. Be still. Silently say, show me the energy of the conscious awareness of my soul's journey. Be still and feel for any subtle shift, whatever it is, however it shows up for you. Focus your attention on this energy and relax. Connect with the energy of your journey. Silently say, I am a multidimensional being with numerous incarnations. I consciously choose where and when I incarnate again. Clarity, expansive energy. Archangel Metatron opens the ascension door 1 inch. Breathe and bathe in the expanding light that pours through. Experience this sensation. It is unlike anything you know. Be with it. There is no need to try and make sense of it. Just receive and welcome this unknown sensation. Rest in the light. Be still and be aware. Silently say, I am the cleansing and purifying light. I am the healing light. I am beautifully balanced by the light. So be it. Archangel Metatron, close the door. The light is present still. Silently say, I am the light at the deepest cellular level of my being. connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth, right behind your front teeth. Silently say, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sevao. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sevao. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sevao. Be still and be aware. Remember the energy of blue. Remember the blue corridor home. Silently say, position me 6 feet above my body to prepare for re-entry. Allow your true self energy, your divine spirit, to return to your body 6 feet above. On the count of three, re-enter your physical body. Silently say, I will re-enter my physical body in perfect alignment. All the light and energy that I am now reconnected with will be completely and permanently absorbed into my body in coherent alignment with my most divine, true self energy. So be it. am back in my physical body. I am at peace. I am in perfect balance. I know the way. I will return when I am called. So be it. Let us integrate this energy. Silently say, healing guides and angels, thank you for shifting all the energy and the healing lines of light for the most gentle and perfect form of integration. Thank you for allowing all this energy to process gracefully. So be it. Let us give thanks. You are welcome to choose whomever or whatever you wish to give thanks to. Use this space to call on whomever you choose to pray to. To my higher soul, my divine self, thank you for my ascension energy. Thank you for the way. Thank you, thank you, in full faith. Take a deep breath. Feel your feet on the floor. Rub your hands together briskly. Take the warmth of your hands and put them on your face. Feel that warm energy awakening and reincarnating you back into your body. Take your thumb and your index finger. Gently massage your earlobes. Feel yourself returning. Breathe and call yourself all back. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So that was the meditation on ascension energy. I hope you got a little taste of that. And I hope that energy is working for you. Healing, connecting, bringing you peace. And hopefully you're not too spacey from all that. No, that can be quite a trip. But we did the integration at the end to help mitigate any of that, any of the effects of, you know, in dealing with, incorporating, enfolding all that high dimensional energy, and all the release that will be accompanying that as you let go of things that no longer serve you, to make more room for that. We live in an energy world. Everything is energy. It's important that we learn to navigate that, to respect that, to honor that, even though not always obviously seen and as tangible to us in this third dimension. We see things as solid and separate, physical and chemical. But that's all just the illusion. Beyond all that is the energy. When we learn to navigate and live in that, our experience becomes different. So hopefully y'all are getting that from these meditations and from that work we just did, so that you can shift into what you need. And that's a perfect segue, even though I didn't mean it to be, so someone must be looking out for me, into our download for today. And the download is something I meditate, a little bit before the show, maybe an hour or so. And I ask if there's any messages that need to come through today. And I sit and I listen and I take notes. I'm just a receptacle for this information. And then I read them to you. And my suggestion for you is that you listen with an ear of the heart, beginner's mind. You're not necessarily listening for content so much as you're listening for something that calls you. So if there's a word or a phrase, an image, a picture, anything that shows up for you as you allow these words to wash over you, then focus on that. That's your message. That's the information that you're needing as a takeaway from this. And if you hear the whole thing for whatever reason and you appreciate that, maybe that's your message and that's just what was special for you. So here's the download. we can shift from where we are to where we also already are. There are infinite possibilities of us that all exist, and we can shift to one of any number of possibilities. It's already there. We just need to activate and maintain the vibration and consciousness that aligns with the shifted reality. It is just energy. It is just consciousness. It just takes awareness of how we maintain our receptive physical vessel, how we open to expansion, how we welcome experiences, how we respond to the unknown, how we see our energy in connection and relationship, how we maintain our space. These are not things we need to learn and change. These are things we know and can shift to with awareness and intention. Our sovereignty, our authenticity, our integrity all matter. To make a conscious shift requires consciousness. It requires awareness. At first, this takes conscious effort to release all the unconscious programs we have developed and continue to run and rely on. However, once we find our groove, our flow, we have the capacity to take on more and more of our divine true nature. There is a way we can shift. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. The call is there when we choose to respond. Peace and blessings. So that was the download, and hopefully you got your message from that, whatever it is. The overarching message is that everything is available to us in this moment. Everything exists energetically. There are infinite possibilities of us, and it's where we focus our attention that matters. So what attention and what do we want to matter? We need to be conscious of who we are and what we're doing right now. and see if that's who we truly want to be, if that truly fits us. Our own true nature will fit us comfortably, will fit us like a loose garment that allows us the freedom to move and be, to transform, to transmute, to shift, and to shape. And if that's not our experience, are we okay with what we choose as a replacement? This is not work in the sense of I'm not good enough and I need to try harder to change. This is work in the sense of being conscious of what we are doing, what our energy is creating, what we are thinking, how we are acting, how we present ourselves in the world, and how we work. And taking what we know starts with us and is us, and shifting that to what fits better. Releasing those programs of fear, isolation, separation, things that have been enculturated in us, and then showing back up with our free, true nature. So there's a lot in there, I suppose. You can always listen to it again by going to News for the Soul and replaying this show. And if you just want to hear that, you can skip to the end. If you want to hear the meditation again, that's cool too. So time for some shameless self-promotion so we can get out of here. I have a website, guidedlifestyle.com. And you can go there and book a session for free to talk to me, see if we work well together, if you want to get some coaching on some of this energy stuff. How does it fit in your life? How do you live in a different paradigm, a different way? How do you make energy more prevalent? How do you explore it? Also have a weekly or daily podcast called LectioDivina.com, LectioDivina.com, which is a 6th century monastic way of listening to the gospel and listening for messages, not for content, even though content is important too. This is just listening as a daily word, as a daily message, so that you have something to use for guidance, to connect you up with your intuition and get you moving more towards living in a guided way. And I do a weekly Monday noon Central Time energy exploration live on Insight Timer. And this week I believe we're going to be talking about cutting energetic cords or clearing energetic cords. But it's different energy tools, different weeks, different energy centers. So if you're on Insight Timer, check it out. You can search for me, Fred Haas, FredHaas, and check it out. And I think that's pretty much everything. I've got a lot more stuff, but you've got enough. You've got enough. You've got everything you need. If you need me or want me, you can find me. I trust in that. So that's it for this month. I'll be with you again on for the first Thursday next month. And I think my time's up, so I enjoy being here. I'm glad you tuned in. Glad you're tuning in whenever, if it's live with the show or any time afterwards or this year or next year or 5 years from now. It's all cool. So peace and blessings. Take good care of yourself. Till next month. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.